this week after the preseason. How has preparing been different for you this week?
It's always the same every week, regardless of the preseason and whatnot. You always expect to play. You know, coach doesn't really tell us when we're coming out in preseason. So my preparation, the team preparation, has always been the same as it was since day one.
When you look at the Titans, they got some good receivers, Nate Washington, you got Hunter. How are you looking at their receiving core and looking to defend them this
summer? For me, as a cornerback, it all starts with releases. You know, we're a man team, so it's going to be a lot of press going on. So you want to check out the releases and go to formations and, you know, tendencies. And just go to your same preparation. You can't really worry about one individual as much as your own technique.
How do you organize that as a player mentally?
I try and break it down by days. So, you know, one day I'll just do releases. The next day, formations. The next day, splits. You know, when he lines up here, what does he run? Versus if he's cut or wide, anything like that. So, it's not that hard. We have plenty of time to do everything. And with these meetings we have upstairs, like I said, coach pretty much gives you everything. So, you know.
Do you feel real comfortable with the coaching staff as far as preparing your preparation?
Oh, definitely. And for me, it's even better because I have a Hall of Famer and a guy now here who's played great at an elite level for many years. So, you know, I can definitely trust what they say and what they see.
And then last question, we're heading into opening day at Arrowhead. How do you feel the atmosphere is going
to
be?
I expect it to be just like it was last year. I mean, the crowd should be out there pumping. The stadium should be rocking. We should see red all over the place.